Okay, today's daf is Psachim daf Samach Dalet, and today we're going to talk about the topic of Barov Am, but we'll just touch on a couple of points that come up here. So the Mishnah here discusses on daf Samach Dalet the way that the Korban Pesach was brought, such pomp and circumstance, so to speak, HaPesach Nishchad B'Shalosh Kitos, he split up all of Klal Yisrael into three, based on the Pasuk of Kahal Adas Yisrael, Tukka Hariyo V'Taku, and what happens, they had a whole line of Kohanim. They had a line of Kohanim, one row with silver Mizrakos and one with gold. Shachat Yisrael v'kiba l'kohe nosan l'chavero v'chavero l'chavero. They passed the whole line. U'mekabel ha-samali y'machzer ha-sareka. They first take the full Mizrak of blood and then they give the empty one. So you aim avir nala mitzvahs. You always take the one that's full. Ha-kohen ha-kara beitz ala mizbeach zarko zrika achaz k'negra yisod. And the Kohen that's the last online that's next to the mizbeach is zorek one zrika k'negra yisod because Korban Pesach is a shlamim and needs one Zrika Keneged HaYisod. So that's the way they do it. So why do you have so many Kohanim? So it's very practical also because it's very busy. So you just keep passing and passing and passing. But the Gemara says also, now on the bottom of Samach Dalet Mabei Shachar Yisrael V'Kibel HaKohen Lo Sagia Dalav Yisrael Luz. The Gemara says, yeah, the Yisrael can do it because Shechita Bizar Kshera. Fine. Nosa L'Chadero Shma Mina Holacha Shlo Baregel Havi Halacha. So you see that we know one of the Dalet Avodos is Holacha, Shechita Kabbalah Holacha Zrika, Shechting, and then Kabbalah Sadam, you catch the blood, then you walk the blood over to the Mizbeach, and then you Zorik the blood. What if you don't walk it at all? Holacha Shalom Baregel. If I just move my arms from one side to the other and Zorik the Dam. So you see from here, the Kohanim don't seem to be moving, they're just standing, and they keep passing and passing the blood, so it's a Holacha Shalom Baregel. So Shema Holacha, Havi Holacha. It seems to be a good Holacha, because that's the Pasha's understanding of the Mishnah, that none of the Kohanim are moving. Right, Rashi, Kiha Havi Holacha uplugti b'shili perakam with the zvachim. It's really machlokas at the end of the first parak of zvachim. Arba avodos ne'emru b'dam shchita kabbalah holacha zrika. Kabbalah holacha mi vehikrivo nafki. Rashi is just giving us a little reminder of what it says in Zvachim. B'shili perakam adachagiga. U'mayash bina masisan de'ichbo lemisni seder halachasan. What's the chiddush of our Mishnah? We already know that this is a concept of halacha. So, right, so what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? Ilav ha asalash minan. Maybe you must be telling me this, that you don't need to walk for to be yotzei the avoda of halacha. So Gemara said, no. Dilma hunayid perta. Right, maybe they move a little bit. Maybe they move a drop. So where's the Vela Hakamah Kamash Balan? So if they move a drop, then what's the Chiddush? Then this is regular Halacha, so why does the Mishnah have to describe to me the whole event? Hakamash Balan, Barov Am, Hadras Melech. To teach me Barov Am, by the Pasuk in Mishlei, with the multitude of people, Hadras Melech is the glory of the king. More people involved in the mitzvah is greater glory to Hashem. Rashi, Shohayu, Kulan, Asukin, Ba'avoda. They're all Osek in the Avoda, so that itself gives great honor to Hashem. It's regular halacha. Barov Am Hadras Melech. The Meiri says here though, but it could be, if you don't want to prove halacha shelo beregel shmo halacha, it could be the last Kohen at least moved. Sha Kohen asamach lemizbeach hayarachog ma'at mina mizbeach. So it was a holacha. Not everybody moved, but at least the last Kohen moved, and in that way it was a holacha. So the question is, so if the others weren't involved in the mitzvah, can we still say Barov Am? Right? But does Barov Am require everybody to be involved in the mitzvah? We'll talk about different types of Barov Am, but here there has to be a lot of people, and according to this pshat, if you say holacha shlo berega lav shmo holacha, so they're all involved in the event, but they're not technically involved in the holacha, so say the achronim, the avodas ha-pesach quoted here, they still brought it closer. Though technically not holacha, it means general involvement. Right? Rashi's lashon of kulan asukin ba'avoda. Are they involved in the technical? Does Rashi's mean technical avoda or the general process? The more people involved in the process, the greater Kiddush Hashem. There is a problem with the Rambam Shita that the Lecha Mishnah points out. The Rambam Paskins, Holacha Shlo Beregel, Lo Shmo Holacha. Right, that Machlokas at the end of the first Perek HaZvachim. Psuli HaMukdashim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Chav Gimel. Says the Rambam, Holacha Shlo Beregel, Eina Holacha. Leficha, Kohen Shekibel HaZadam, V'amad Bimkomo, V'zarko LaMizbeach, Nifsa LaZevach. If there's no Holacha at all, then the Zevach is Paslat, as if one of the Avodos weren't done. Right, halacha is not just about, according to the Shita, not just about a result-oriented. You can't get out of not doing Shechita or not doing Kabbalah. You could get out or doing not doing Zrika. You could get out of not doing halacha. Right, let's say you're Shechta next to the Mizbeach. But the Rambam says, like that Shita, halacha shel beregel eina halacha. The Mishnah Melech says, Da'asha nira mitzrabenu v'hu shal kol panim tzarech hiluch v'yafilu shochit b'tzad ha-Mizbeach Einu yachol la'amod bimkomo v'lizrok hadam elatzorach lahalech ma'at v'lizrok delakai mitzvah salacha. You have to have a little bit. Miu ein sarech shekol ha'olacha b'makam ha'kabala ha'chas ha'zrika tiyeh b'regel. You don't need the whole area from the place where you do shechita till where you do the zrika. You don't, that doesn't all have to be. Avalu elim kibel v'nasa l'chaver b'oshadas yad v'chein chaver l'chaver kibet sheish ksas hiluch bein b'tchila bein b'sof sagi v'zeo shelo pasla rabbeinu elakoin shekibel v'zorek shelo ha'yasham hiluch regel klau. If there's no hiluch at all, that's the problem, but any little hiluch would be okay. Fine, that's the Rambam Shita of Halacha Shlomo Regel, Lo Shma Halacha. The problem then is, the Lecha Mishnah points out, when the Rambam quotes our Gemara, he does not mention the Nayid Purta detail. Right? He does not mention it. Right? That our Gemara says, the Kohen must have moved a little bit. No, the Rambam just says, Shacharach in the beginning of Hilchos Karan Pesach, Perak Aleph Adlocha Yudalot. Shacharach Shochet V'Kibal HaKohen. Nos L'Chaver V'Chaver L'Chavero. Kadeshi Is Asku Rabid B'Mitzvah. Right, they want to get involved. Right, so also just a general line that many people could be involved in the mitzvah. Achi Yegi Adam Eitz L'Kohen HaKorlam Mizbeach. Shofcho Shvicha Achas Kedegra Yisod. And he does it one shvicha. So he asks the Lecha Mishnah of Akasha to give it to Rabbeinu Pasach. Perak Aleph Yechus Tzulei Mekdashim. Do Lecha Shlo Berega Lo Shmo Alecha. Im Kena Milo Kasav Kan Denai Et Purta. Why doesn't he quote the Yukim to our Gemara? Right? Halacha Shlo Berega. So the Lecha Mishnah says it must be that he meant it. V'yishlomer desamach hamasha kasav sham ubevaday dahacha airi benayid dimlokin avi alacha shlo beregel. It must be that it happened. Must be that it happened, even though the Rambam doesn't say it befeirish. The Evan Azo also in Psulei Mekdashin Yud Aleph Aleph. He says only mixas holacha needs movement. As long as the last one moves, it's enough. So the Rambam is telling you the basic idea that the rest of the halacha, as the Mishnah Melech pointed out, does not have to be with everyone moving. Reveino pasal ele maso halacha b'chala azara adam isbeach shalom beregel v'zorach mitoch halacha zu. Right, and that's what he says. I, this Rambam, the Zelo Kasha, the Kohen Ha'acharon Vade, Sheyasa Kehalacha, V'yolach Ma'at Beregel, U'bazeh Shaper, Slomecha Rambam, Shekasav, Sham. So again, the Evan Ozel says like what the Lecha Mishnah said. If you look at the Karen Orah in Zvachim, the first parak had a different shot. He says, when is Halacha Shel Beregel no good? When the halacha does not look like any halacha. Right? One Kohen swinging the arms from one side to the other side. Then you could say, you could look at that whole act as, that's a zrika, right? Moving from one arm to the other arm, from one side to the other side, that's all heksher zrika. That's all what you're doing. It's all the maisa zrika. Here, it's clearly a halacha when you move one to the one, next to the next to the next. It says, v'hainu halacha rabasi, l'kuli amahavi halacha, afilu shelo beregel. Kegon mechaver lechaveru v'chi pligi b'olacha zedrasi hanu shochid b'tzadam izbeach. Got to figure out how to read our Gemara, but our Gemara seems to say we're talking about the halachas rabasi, as he says, and you still need the nayit purta. You still need nayit purta. Okay, but that's the Karen Ora's suggestion. There are many applications of the principle of Berovam Hadras Melech. The Chai Adam. Chai Adam has a very crucial klal. You know the Chai Adam. Since the days of the Shulchan Aruch in the 1500s, we had the Nosei Kalim in the 1600s. That's when all the major Nosei Kalim lived, Magen Avram, the Taz, the Shach. And then after that, we have every century, there was another Sefer Halacha written to try to consolidate. So the 1700s had the Chai Adam, and the 1800s had the Kitzel Shulchan Aruch, and the 1900s had the Mishnah Berurah. So in the Chai Adam, Klal Samaches, he gets into general Klal HaMitzvahs. Klal HaMitzvahs, and then there's a Sefer Nasiyah B'Chulkecha from Rabbi Leibowitz who expanded on that Klal HaAdam, and then Rav Asher Weiss in the Klal HaMitzvah Sefer, he expanded on the Klal HaAdam also, and he added on a lot more. But the Klal HaAdam says in Klal Samaches, Din Tnoim Shetzorach Lizor B'Chol Mitzvah U'Mitzvah. Tnoim that you have to be careful of by each and every mitzvah. Fascinating simon just to go through. So, for example, he has number one, Aleph, Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvahs. Beis, Shalotehe a Mitzvah Bezuya Alav. Gimel, ein osin mitzvos chavilos chavilos. Dalet, osig b'mitzvah patam in a mitzvah. Hey, hider mitzvah. Vav, zrizin magdimel a mitzvahs. Zayin mitzvah bo yosmin b'shlucho. Ches yaseh kala mitzvah v'lo miktsasa. Tesor sheyachavin lotzeis b'mitzvah zu. Again, he continues. I'm not going to read all of them. But this is the Chai Adam. So in Yud Aleph, says the Chai Adam, we stop right before that. Shloti ha-mitzvah ba-bavera, that's Yud, and Yud Aleph, kol mitzvah she-yachol la-asos bechabura. Any mitzvah that you could do in a group. Yase bechabura v'lo b'yachid. Kidichsiv Barov Am Hadras Melach Kitisa Bipsachim Samach Dalid Yumadafain Vamar Chazal Ein Adomim Merubim Haosim Esa Mitzvah Lemiyata Osim Menachas Samach Beis Mashma De Shlosha Havi Barov Am. How much is Barov Am? So Menachas Samach Beis sounds like three. Even three would be enough to be Barov Am. How much do you go up? So again, this applies by many applications. Let's just mention a couple. The Gemara in Brachas has this. Daf Samach. Samach Nun Gimel. Sorry, Nun Gimel says the Gemara in the context of Havdalah, the Birchas Eish by Havdalah, says the Gemara, what they used to do in the Beis Medrash, Tanur Rabban HaYoshim Beis HaMedrash Veviyu Orlef Neyam Beishamay Omrim Kol Echad Vechad Mavarach La'atzmo. Beishamay says everyone makes their own bracha on the Eish. Ubeisela Omrim Echad Mavarach La'kulam Mishum Shenemar Barovam Hadras Melech. One person makes the bracha and everybody puts their fingers up and gets hana or shevach from the fire. Barovam Hadras Melech. Bishlama Beisalama Farshi Taima. Beisalal says Barovam Beishamay My Taima Kasarim Bidi Bitul Beis HaMedrash. Bitul Beis HaMedrash. Really, fundamentally, I agree with Barovam Hadras Melech, but Bitul Beis HaMedrash, everybody's gonna have to stop and get ready. You know, it would be less Bitul Torah if you just go around that everybody makes their own bracha. So that's the Gemara in Brachas Daf Nun Gimel, and the Mefarshim quote this, Aruch HaShulchan quotes this in Hilchos Kiddush, right? Better for one person to make Kiddush and everybody to be Yotzi with that, just like by the Eish. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in by Havdalah, Reish Tzadi Ches Sif Yud Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch says, HaYoshev Beis HaMedrash Veviyu Lohem Or Echon Mavarach L'Kulam. He quotes this Gemara. And then the Mishnah Brura quotes, quotes this Gemara in by Havdalah. Mishnah Brura quotes this by other Birchos HaMitzvos as well. If you look in the Mishnah Brura in Reish Yud Gimel, Sif Katan Yud Beis on the Shulchan Aruch, that talks about Birchas HaPeiros. V'lechein nagu achshav b'peiros shekol echad mevarech la'atzmo. That's the Ramah. People don't make general Birchas HaNenins for others. That's the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch. U'kimeduma, says the Mishnah Brasha, ke'esa minak pasha bro makomo she'in motzin echad chavira kemah b'shum devar machal, afshu neged adin. Even though it's neged adin, really, it would make sense. Right, there's hider mitzvah, right? Sharatziyim, nadin yesh hider mitzvah bazeh, right? To have it, to have one person. But again, efshar, mishum she'ina kol b'kiyin, as we'll get to in a second. But this Shura sounds like you should better to do it with one. And that's what he says later on in Sifkatan Yud Zayin. Sifkatan Yud Zayin is on the Shulchan Aruch that says, Ena b'varach motzi acher melamkin yochav yishti imayim, by birchaz anenin, yorol kalam b'yotze motzi, if you're also eating. Mr. Burr says, O Yoser Yeshchiv Lachadchila Lanos Ome Berachashim Miskavin Latzeispa Kosva Poskim Im Kama Anashim Osim Mitzvah Achas Mitzvah Lachadchila Sheechad Yivarach Lekulam. The Barov Am Hadras Melech. The Mr. Burr says, if many people are doing a mitzvah, better for one person to make the bracha. The question is, so why is it that many of us don't do that? Right? Let's say everybody comes to shul. We don't wait by tefillin. We don't wait by tzitzis for everybody to make their own bracha. So why is that? So there is a Pnei Yoshua. The Pnei Yoshua on that Gemara in Brachas on Daf Nun Gimel says maybe there's a difference between the type of bracha we're talking about. If it's a Birchas HaMitzvah or it's a Birchas Shevach. Says the... Let's find it. Says the Pnei Yoshua. Vo'ikr nirali. Dizavka hacha be'birchas hama'or. She'eno lo birchas hanene ve'lo birchas HaMitzvah. Birchas Shevach, you could have one make it for everybody. Ela Birchas Hodah, Mishamachi Shayach Beishapir, Haitaima Debrovam Hadras Melech. Maybe the Hadras Melech is the Shevach, and that's why together. Kedechsiv, Yiromamu, Bikal Am. Uba Moshev's Kenemi Halalu, Biksiv Nami, Ode Hashem, Ma'od, Bifi, Ubatoch Rabim Mahalalenu. Kedemaisi Shasper, Reish Perakaroa. But when it comes to Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas HaNenin, so then it wouldn't apply. So that's a big limit. The Pnei Yeshua says doesn't apply to Birchas HaMitzvah. Right, Birchas Ha'esh, as we just mentioned a couple Shiurim ago, that is a Birchas Shevach. Right, the Shulchan Aruch also talks about it by Tzitzis. The Shulchan Aruch by Tzitzis in Simen Ches. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, and that's if Ches Hey, Mevorach Lezadi Batzitzis, Im Shnayim, Oshloshim, Misatvim, Batalazak, Ka'achas, if two or three people put on their talas at once, Kulam Mevorachim, Vim Ratzu Echon Mevorach, Vacherim Yanu Amen. They could each make their own, bracha, and if they want to, then the one person can make it. Says the Grut. Sounds like the Shulchan Aruch is implying that it's better for everybody to make their own bracha. Mashmi Dvarav, the Yoser Nachon, Shiye Kalachim Mevorach La'atzmo, says the Grut of Alessa. wrong, right? He argues with that Pnei Yoshua. This is a Berchaz HaMitzvah, and he says it's still better for one person to do it. The Gemara we saw, V'chein Lashon HaTosefta, Asara Hayu Osin Mitzvah Achaz Echad Mavarech L'Kulan. V'chein Perek Vav DeBrachas La'achar Amazon, V'chein Berchaz HaMotzi, V'berchaz Amazon, V'shar Brachos, Kamosha Kasafti Sham. So that is the Vilna Gaon arguing on the Pnei Yeshua. It applies by others too. If you look on the others, the Shari Tshuva there in Simin Vav, right? Maybe the Me'ikar Hadin, it seems like maybe one person is better, but there are counter pressures, right? Kavana is a counter pressure. Sometimes if one person is making a bracha, so then it's harder for the other person to have Kavana, right? Or maybe not everybody's doing it at the same time, right? Right, let's say everybody comes in, everybody's putting on their tefillin at the same time. At the same time, maybe, but again, does everybody have to wait for each person? So those are two reasons why Lamaise it might have trickled down, even if you don't like the Pnei Yeshua, that is just by Birchas Shevach, but the Kavana issue and the time issue, you know, could play a role. That might affect why some yes, some no. Let's say by Kiddush, many have Echa Barovam Hadras Melach. There, it's short. It's everybody's focused at the table. Maybe Kavana is less of an issue there. If you look in the Minchas Asher in the Klali HaMitzvahs, he talks about is every time you get a number, a greater number, right? The Chayadim said three is a Barovam. But what happens if you could get four? Right? Does four make a difference? Does six make a difference? Right? So when is there? So Lachara, he says, right, let's say there are two minyanim in the shul. Is it better to daven at the one with more? And Mish Mala is Pala Bazesh Masalim Bo Kuf Nun, 150 people compared to 100? Or it's the same? So he says, Lachara, Ayanir Lane is Dati, Dein Mila, El Bemispar Misuya. It must be, he says, only numbers that make a halachic difference. Mikom Makom Tlasa Divi Mitre. Given the Ashkan Dirak Bashloshi is Zimun. Three, there's a concept of Zimun. So three reflects something qualitatively better than two. Vasara difimit vasa. But once after three, then probably 10 is the next line. Kivet basara om derashi bekdusha. Umeya adivim yasara than 100, because Rabbi Yosef Galili in Mesechas Bracha says you see a special nusach nevarach Hashem Elokeinu. But once 3 to 4 or more than that, lachora there's no difference. Besides that, v'yesh b'zeh nafgamina, l'gabi shelam mitzuyah b'atekanatsiyah, is a very common question is when there are two chiyuvim in shul, you want to break up the minyanim into 10 and 10 instead of 20. And he quotes from Rav Moshe that, no, you shouldn't. Ein nachal lasos kein bro amadros melech. And he says, I think that there's no difference between 10 up to 100. Right? It wouldn't make a difference. There won't be more barov am because that number is not halachically significant. That, again, a very important discussion, even halachala maisa. So again, it's tricky. It's tricky about what the rule is, because Tosfos in Brachos and Daf Chafalov says, this hider mitzvah not to rely on Shomea Ka'ona, to say it yourself. But we know Baravim Hadras Melech, right? So what is it? So it's a little tricky, and one should ask in each case, and there might be different mitzvahs. And again, there are different types of Baravim Hadras Melech also. There's Barovam, again, the Minchas Asher has this there in Siman Yud Beis, different types of Barovam. Kasha Rabim Mekayim Mitzvah B'Yachad, when many people are doing a mitzvah together. V'kol Echad Me'em Osem Mitzvaso V'Shleimus, Dein Adom Yachad Oseh Mitzvah, the Rabim Ha'osim Mitzvah. Meaning what? What's an example? Like the Mishnah Bikurim, right? Everybody's getting together to bring their Bikurim up, and the Rambam says, why does everybody get to have the Simcha Parade? The Rambam says in Hilchos Bikurim, Perek Dalet Alcha Dezayin, Barovam Adras Melech. Even though everybody's bringing their own Bikurim. Everybody's doing their own bikurim, everybody's doing their own mitzvah, so together, doing the mitzvah together, is Baroma Majas Melech in a dome, one person doing a mitzvah, then many people together. Number two, Kisha Mitzvah Miskayemes Al Yidei Rabim, V'kol Echad Miyem Osa Chelek Mimena. By bikurim, everybody does the whole complete mitzvah. But then there's another Barovam where everybody does part of the mitzvah, V'yidei Kulam Biyachad HaMitzvah Miskayemes, while everybody together does the mitzvah, and that's ours. That's the Kohanim. The Kohanim are all doing, they're not all doing everything, but everybody, they stand Shura Shura, and then that's an example of Barovam, where everybody takes part in part of the mitzvah, and all together they do the mitzvah. Or the Kohanim every day, the Yuma, Daf Chavav, that all the Kohanim are Malah the Evarim to the Kevesh. Right? That's number two. So number one, everybody does their own mitzvah, but everybody does it together. Number two, everybody's part of the mitzvah, and together it comes out. And number three, Kasher Yachid Osa Mitzvah B'Ma'amad Rabim. People just look on the side. Remember, the Kohen Gadol reads the Torah on Yom Kippur, and Liros Avod, they come to see the Avodes Hapar and the Seir and Israfim, and that the Chazal say also Barov Am Hadras Melech Rashi in Yuma on Daf Ayin. So those are three types of Barov Ams, and there might be differences between them. Again, there's a big discussion in some of the postgame. Barov Am versus Rizam Akdim La Mitzvahs. Let's say you can make a bris early in the morning and hardly anybody will come. You can make it later, you lose Rizus, but you get Barov Am. Right? Barov Am versus Talmud Torah. Again, the same thing. Let's say you could have more people, you know, at an event later. So again, Barov Am versus also comes up by Kiddush Levana. By Kiddush Levana, I could do Kiddush Levana by myself earlier, or I could do it later and wait. So that's also a discussion in the post. The Bir Halacha and Siman Tav Chaf Vav discusses it. But again, it's different minhagim, especially by Kiddush, different minhagim, whether one makes their own Kiddush or your Yotze with one person. But again, it comes up in many different areas of Halacha, why sometimes we make one, sometimes we do it together. By Halel and Sviras Omer, the minhag is for everybody to make their own bracha, unlike some other times when we're Yotze with the Chazan's bracha. Okay, either way, these are some of the ideas of Barov Am.